might be cliche, but with great power comes great responsibility. And Uncle Ben was right, because power corrupts. Keep on listening as I kind of talk about how the idea of power has led to many of this world's issues in terms of discrimination and inequality. But first, a quick word from my sponsor. So hello, hello. Thank you again for joining me on my podcast, Grok This, where I try to better understand the world one podcast at a time, hoping to grok more concepts every week. And the topic I'm going to talk about today is the idea of power. As Uncle Ben said, with great power comes great responsibility. And how power, the idea of power, has corrupted humanity and led us to many world issues in terms of imbalances of inequality and imbalances of power. And I want to kind of address two really big discrimination topics, which is sexism and racism. So in a way, sexism kind of, how we got to sexism right now, it kind of is almost intuitive. It kind of makes sense in a way. Not that it's definitely not justified. Obviously, it's 2019. We should not have any sort of sexist viewpoints, even though some people still do, and a lot of countries are still very behind, especially in the Middle East and in parts of Asia. But in the developed world, we are still struggling with sexism, but it's very intuitive. It's kind of intuitive. So just if we look back to the beginning of mankind, if we look back at kind of, you know, caveman era, where hunter-gatherer society, the people in that society who were most economically prosperous, which was really what people cared about back then. They weren't really caring too much about, you know, philosophy or artists making art. All they really cared about was surviving in the hunter-gatherer society. But the people who were most economically prosperous were people who were naturally strong. And of course, man biologically is just physically stronger than women. It's just a biological fact. So back then, right away, man was born into a more economically prosperous situation, in a position. And throughout time, because of that basis, they were granted this power of already being a little bit more beneficial, naturally gifted than women. And throughout the years, as we progressed, it's this retention of power that man is innately focused on. We all have this innate desire to retain what we have. And when man realized that he had this power because he was physically gifted, and then we went into developing more societies and civilization, where physically gifted people weren't as important to the society, if you're talking about the Industrial Revolution, or people, even now, information technology, where being physically gifted has really nothing to do with your success. As man started to realize the shift between the physically gifted power to more mental power and innovational power and kind of just knowledge being power, they were afraid. You know, it's so. Instead, man created this persona that they were just better. And they did this because of a fear of losing their power. They wanted to retain this feeling, this higher status. So you could say it's almost like a propaganda or some sort of Illuminati kind of civilization, society of men just colluding. But it's not really that. It's more like the general species of the male gender realize this, and they did what they wanted to do to retain their power. Now, in the same way, we kind of have that situation with racism. Now, in America, it's just a fact that Europeans who came to America and settled here were richer than Black people or the Native Americans. And in this desire to retain power and to keep their status, they implemented slavery and created theories and concepts that they were just better than the other races. Now, what can we do about, you know, racism now, kind of understanding this? Well, it's kind of an understanding that, you know, power shifts doesn't belittle us. You know, you say, you know, we're afraid to have women in power, women being CEOs, because we don't want to feel emasculated for some reason or give them too much power. You know, we don't want to give women power because men should have the power. But that's just too far back. We're too behind in times if you're thinking that way. Because I personally think that it's kind of this humane idea that empowering other people gives us power. It's a common good to have women in power, to give women more power to do things, to give every race, every gender, every, you know, minority group more power so they can push humanity forward. Now, of course, in the hunter-gatherer society, you know, man was more economically prosperous, so they had more power. And now, it doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter biologically who benefits. The only reason that women and minority races are put in disadvantaged situations is no longer the biology aspect. It's this culture we've created to say that women are just lesser and we give them less opportunities, or to say that just Black people or minority people or Asians, Latin Americans or Native Americans are lesser, and it puts them on this lower playing field. There's way more to both sexism and racism that we can talk about, but I just want to kind of introduce this idea of the power dynamic that kind of, you know, was rooted way back because of biological reasons, but ever since we've shifted away from, you know, economic prosperity equaling biological strength, now we need to realize that it's really just a cultural problem. It's entirely a cultural problem. You know, in the entire world, there is no innate benefit anymore to be born in a minority group or a white group or a different gender. It's all about the situation that we've created. In a hunter-gatherer society, if you were born male, you had more strength, so you could hunt and you could get the things you needed because of your physical strength. And it didn't matter how smart you were. Maybe you created traps and you knew how to innovate craftsmanship to catch rabbits or something. It didn't matter, because if some 6'5" guy who was just bulkier and stronger than you came up to your door, those rabbits were his. You know, there's just an inherent benefit being born a strong male in the hunter-gatherer society. But now it's completely a culture thing. It's a culture thing that we've built on for us to, in attempt to retain our power. So this culture is to put people lower than us on this status. Now, I almost feel like I'm not doing justice to these topics in such a short podcast, but it's just, I just wanted to kind of introduce this power idea. Now I don't have complete solutions to how we can fix this, but I think an easy first step is just the awareness of how desperate we might be sometimes to retain our power. And instead, we need to maybe look at it as in a different perspective and say, it's almost empowering for us to lend other people power, an absolute dependence on other people to also have that power, so we can communally lift humanity up. And really, it just comes down to sympathy and empathy and a full understanding of a love for humanity, regardless of race, gender, you know, class, national origin, sexual orientation. It's just a complete love for humanity. And I hope that this shed just a little bit of light, hoping to illuminate the issues that are kind of just irrational issues. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for wanting to learn more. And thank you for joining me on this journey to better grok the world. I hope you have a great April Fool's, or I hope you had a great April Fool's Day. And I hope you have a good life. Thank you.